Hello and thank you once again for joining the Kingdom Podcast. My name is Prophet George Agban. I'm coming your way once again with the word of the Lord. I believe that the Lord is going to use his word to touch your life, to minister to you. And you are going to have an encounter with the Lord which is going to make an impact. Hallelujah. That is going to be lasting. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining this podcast. It's been a while I came your way with the word of God. I'm going to trust God that the word of God will come on a daily basis as often as possible, that wherever you are listening to me from, the Lord is going to minister to you. He's going to bless you. He's going to touch you. Say amen. God bless you. Let's share a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for all the listeners all around the world who are listening to the word. I pray in Jesus' name that we are going to minister to their very souls and their spirits. I pray that this word is going to impact their lives, that it's going to be a lasting impact, Lord. Father, let them encounter you in a special way by way of this podcast. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you once again for joining this podcast. Today I'll be speaking on the subject, Covenant Keeping God. Amen. Covenant keeping God. And like I always do, I'm going to make this message as brief as possible. And I believe that in the few minutes that I'll be speaking to you, the Lord himself is going to touch you. The Lord is going to minister to you. Amen and amen. And then turn your Bibles with me to the book of Exodus, the second chapter, and then the 24th verse, the 25th verse. I'm reading from the King James Version. The New King James Version. It says, so God heard their groanings, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. Hallelujah. We are all very familiar with the story of how God sent his manservant Moses to go to the land of Egypt, and then deliver the people of Israel from captivity and bondage. But what we fail to remember, what we fail to talk about, is the fact that it's that assignment came as a result of God remembering a covenant which he had with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Had Abraham and Isaac and Jacob not covenanted with the Lord, perhaps the assignment of Moses wouldn't have materialized. One thing I want you to understand is that there is a place for prayer, there is a place for fasting, there is a place for seed sowing and offerings and all of that, but there is also a place for covenanting with the Lord. There are things that can never come into being without covenants. Bible said, Hannah, after being through so much anguish and pain, she decided to covenant with the Lord. And as she entered the covenant with God, the Bible said that God heard her prayer and she conceived. I want you to understand that there are certain depths and there are certain miracles and there are certain doors that when you push in prayer alone, it will not open. When you push with offerings and sacrifices alone, it will not open. There are doors that you need to push with covenants. Hallelujah. And this is where a lot of believers are lacking. A lot of believers have channeled all their efforts to prayers, to fasting, to offerings, but they have forgotten that our God is a covenant-keeping God. The Bible said that God remembered his covenant. And it is as a result of this remembrance that he had an encounter with Moses. If you come to chapter 3, verse 1, it was after God remembered his covenant that he had an encounter with Moses and then gave Moses that assignment to go and deliver the people of Israel. God is a covenant-keeping God. Our God is a covenant-keeping God. I don't know what you are going through. Maybe you are facing certain trying times and certain difficult moments. Maybe you are facing a particular health challenge or you are facing a particular difficulty. I want you to understand that a covenant is a covenant, and the Lord honors his covenant. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that as the Lord remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God is going to remember the covenant which he has with you. Now, I want you to also know that God did not have a covenant directly with the people of Israel. God had the covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but by extension, God, the power of that covenant extended to the people of Israel. So the covenant is not for just you, but it's for your family, it's for your generations yet unborn. I want you to know that God is going to touch your life, is going to bless you by way of covenanting with Him, because as He did with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Bible said that He remembered His covenant and He visited the people of Israel and delivered them from bondage. I pray for you right now, as you covenant with the Lord, may the Lord deliver you from bondage. May the Lord deliver you from shame. May the Lord deliver you from any predicament you may find yourself in. Wherever you are, you may be sick in your body, you've been praying, you've been fasting, you've been seeking the face of God, and there seems to be no answer. I want you to know that there is a place for covenanting with the Lord. It is a special place. I want you to enter that place and begin to make a covenant with the Lord, because it is a place that God always honors. And as God honored His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I pray that God Himself will honor His covenant with you. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you for listening to this podcast. My name again is Prophet George Agban. I'm the General Overseer of Kingdom Faith Embassy in Accra, Ghana. Wherever you are listening to me from, I want you to continue to follow this podcast and then share this podcast with your friends and family. I'll be bringing the Word of God every day as much as possible. That your life is going to be blessed and your life is going to be transformed. You can follow me online on Kingdom Faith Embassy on Instagram and Facebook, or you can follow Prophet George Agban on Facebook and Instagram as well, or George Agban Ministries. Any of these handles, you can get me online. And let us hear from you. Let us get your feedback after listening to this podcast. Maybe in the course of listening to the podcast, the Lord healed you, the Lord touched you, you had a particular visitation. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your testimony. God bless you so much. Till I come your way same time tomorrow, I'm saying that the peace and the grace and the mercies of God continue to keep you. And may you enter a covenant with God that will be lasting and will bring a major transformation in your life. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. Amen.